We know that the TSA all over the country, with people like Miss USA and others, go inside the women's bodies in front of people. And this is all an act of total domination over the public to see how much we will accept. And top psychiatrists and child psychologists have gone public. You can just Google it, and said over and over again that that's how pedophiles train children, is they first touch them and test them. And that the groping of children at airports is going to prime children to accept pedophiles attacking them. And then how many thousands of articles have you seen with the hundreds of cases of the TSA being caught being pedophiles outside of work? And that's because if you were a pedophile, what would you crave? A badge and a uniform where you can mess with kids. I'm not saying even a large part of TSA are pedophiles. I'm saying statistically we know that juvenile workers, teachers, truancy officers, CPS workers are the highest level of pedophilia, because that's where they go craving the authority and the respect of the office to then carry out their operations. It's well known in criminology that psychopaths also seek power, sociopaths, but pedophiles, deviants, and others seek power, then they recruit more people in under them to protect them, and the pyramid of evil grows. They can do it in the Vatican. They can do it in a Protestant church. They can do it in a prison. They can do it in an office building, in a school. It can be any institution can be taken over by cults. And the most common throughout history, from Rome right through today, is the sex cult. Now, if they use moral compass arguments, then they will create cults of homosexuality. Because then if that's suppressed, they can use that for blackmail. And then you go to the next level, and then it becomes underage. You know, 16, 15, then 10, then 5, then newborn babies, then snuff films. The top of the pyramid, to even get into the highest levels of the power structure in the Anglo-American establishment, and this has come out many times, you have to rape small children, and then they like to starve them to death while telling them they'll never see their mommy again in dungeons. And Paul Watson's done stories on this. I have. If you don't live in Europe, you don't know about it. They've had a bunch of stories in France, the Netherlands, and other countries, Sweden, you name it, where they find the dungeons protected by the government with the toddlers that are in cages. And after they've been raped and used up, they then are terrified in the dark by Satanists dressed up in demon outfits, and they believe that it's torturing the soul and horrifying them until the child goes into catatonic zombie state is the best way to really hurt a child. And that's why it's not enough for them when the baby fights off the scalpel and the knife and the womb. I mean, that's a pleasure, but it's not 100% conscious, so it doesn't give them the real satanic energy they need, the true sacrament. And if you're a new listener and don't know about this, just type in children found in dungeon in Europe, you know, millions march against pedophile rings protecting government. And I mean, there's just hundreds of cases. And it turns out the top judges, the top prime ministers are involved. And then it all stops because the government comes out and says it's national security. We can't release it. They just said in England last month, the prime minister said, and the head of MI6 said, and MI5, they were all quoted saying, this is national security. We have to shut it down. It cannot be public. Because when you learn the people running things want to put children in cages, two-year-olds, and have them, I mean, reportedly the Satanists will sit in there just for hours like it's music, the begging, sobbing children. 10 seconds of that would tear my guts out. 10 seconds of that in their presence would make me so violent, I guarantee you I could smash people's brains out with one hand. But see, where that's torture for me and hell, that's heaven for them. Yep, there's the headline. National security could be threatened by the news story. And what headline is that? That's out of the what? The Daily Mail? Yeah, go to the top. I'm going to give them the source. That's the Daily Beast. Yeah, I want to show them. It was actually in the BBC headline. Pedophile scandal, national security threat. And then they say in the article, could bring down the entire government, so they're going to cover it up. See, you commit a crime so big that it would bring the whole system down if it came out, and then you're protected. That's what Too Big to Fail is, where they sign you on to 2.2 global quadrillion in fake made-up money many, 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 many times bigger than all the real assets in the world. And then nothing can be done because it's so attached to everything else. There it is, Daily Mail. Royal was part of suspected pedophile ring being investigated by Scotland Yard, but the inquiry was shut down for national security reasons. That's pretty close. The actual headline is pedophile scandal, national security threat is the actual headline. Now, maybe click web because it's a couple months old. Maybe you're searching news. It's getting drowned out by all the new stuff. There's hundreds of news articles a day about it. And again, the police go in low level and want to do something about it when they dig into a dungeon that's got, you know, 30, 40 skeletons in it, five, six little kids who are just gone. You know, they weigh half of what they should. Their eyes just stare out. They've been savagely raped. And then they try to do something and they find out the police chief's involved. Then they find out the governor's involved, and it just goes up the chain. CBS4 investigation, TSA screeners at DIA manipulated system to grope man's genitals. A CBS4 investigation has learned that two Transportation Security Administration screeners at Denver International Airport have been fired after they were discovered manipulating passenger screening systems to allow a male TSA employee to fondle the genital areas of attractive male passengers. It happened roughly a dozen times, according to information gathered by CBS News. That probably means it's about 1,000 times worse. According to law enforcement reports obtained by CBS4 investigation, a male TSA screener told a female colleague in 2014 that he gropes male passengers who come through the screening area at DIA. He related that when a male he finds attractive comes to be screened by the screening machine, he will alert another TSA screener. Yeah, they hit the button on you to indicate to the screening computer that the party being searched is a female. When the screener does this, the scanning machine will indicate an anomaly in the genital area that allows the TSA screener to conduct a pat-down search of the area. So, see, the scanner hones in on your genitals already, and they pass those around. That's come out. But then it knows. It goes, wait a minute, this isn't a female. This is a male, so now we're going to have to grope you. Although the TSA learned of the accusation in 2014 via anonymous tip from one of the agency's own employees, reports show that it would be nearly 3 months before anything was done. Folks, this is nothing. Notice they'll tell you about this, though, but not about the DynCorp Halliburton sex slave rings, which are in the Chicago Tribune. I mean, it comes out, but it's not a big story.